USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slams the media for reporting that TSA workers have been calling out sick in huge numbers during the ongoing partial government shutdown. Meanwhile, the press secretary for Homeland Security says security operations at airports have not been impacted by a non-existent sick out. Still, a TSA union official says about 150 TSA workers called in sick on Friday at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City alone. More on the shutdown as the blame game for it continues. Democrats continue to blame President Trump. Here's what U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen had to say in the Democrats' weekly address.
The president told the country he would be proud to shut down the government and proud to assume full responsibility for the shutdown. Now he's pointing fingers at everyone but himself.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.